All right. Welcome to Project Youth Q. Gosh, it's so weird to promote myself. I don't know if I can keep doing this, promoting myself. I love you so much. Thank you for joining me again. It's PRQ. Keep your subscriptions up, your prescriptions up. A lot of resources here for all of us as we learn, become more aware. It's just really fun. Thank you for listening to PRQ Homestead. Thank you so much for all the timelines, participation. Those calls are just incredibly valuable to us as we learn, disseminate information, and we get to really discern what's really truth and what isn't. It's painful to talk about artificial intelligence. Yet when we go out and participate with society, we're seeing a lot of it. And I thank you so much. And I want to take calls this entire hour for you and for me. I love it so much. And so let's get going. Christine from New York on line 2 in California, properties update. California, any calls you guys want, just keep calling. I just want lots of calls. Christine from New York, are you on there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are we doing today?
Not too bad.
Right on. What's not too bad? What could be bad?
Life in general is not too bad. Weather's not great, of course, for where I live, but I have a fantastic dog and a great husband, and everything's good.
Cool. Make him do more work. Both the
Absolutely.
Dog and the husband. Get him to do more work. Okay, how are we doing today, Christine? What do you want to work on?
Well, I spoke with you 3 weeks ago. We want to find a property in Southern California to live on because we can't stand this weather anymore, can't take it. You said you might have some resources or something and that I should call back in 3 weeks. So here I am.
So I love when you do your own work.
Yes.
And so have you done any work yet?
I was looking at, I think you call them legacy properties, and I see that there are quite a few from the 1800s land patent, but I don't know where to go from there.
Why is that?
Because I don't know exactly what to look for.
Okay, so on the land patenting agenda that I'm initiating for all of us is we deserve to live where we want to live and possess land we want to possess. So do you know where that is?
Yeah, not exactly, but I know I want to be in Southern California, preferably Western San Diego County, like perhaps Vista.
Absolutely cool. You'll be in good hands there because Lucia Nicole Evans lives there too. Okay, so now when you look at the regions that you desire, don't put hindrances in front of you why you can't live there. The house I want is $5 million. Don't put that in your realm. Go understand where you really, 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 really know you love to be. Have you been to Vista as an example?
I have not.
Okay, so how do you know that that land is going to match with you?
Mostly the weather.
Why don't you have a little vacation there, spend a week there. Are you sure that's a good fit for you?
Okay.
You don't know because you got to remember you're one with the planet. So
yes.
So where you're talking about, did you know there's a tremendous amount of people there?
Yeah, I did.
A lot of people in that area.
Yes.
Very desirable area because of the energetics in Vista, Temecula, all the way through San Diego, all the way into Mexico. Massive energy there. That's why there's so many people there. Now, the weather that you're asking about in your heart, you just want to be someplace warmer is what you're selling yourself. Is that correct?
Yes, warmer and without a lot of humidity.
Okay. Is there any other geography you might explore?
Well, I looked around the entire United States, and there are a lot of states that would have the right temperature, but a lot of humidity, and I just don't tolerate that well either.
I understand that. Have you ever looked at Palm Springs?
No, I haven't.
You might want to explore that one. Take a quick break there. See what happens.
Okay. I will look
Get acclimated. So if you jump into Palm Springs, California, you're able to travel to San Diego in an hour and a half. Vista, for sure. Temecula. All of those areas feel very energetic to you, and the temperature control system there is really, really clean. So as an example, when it's 120 degrees there, it doesn't feel 120 degrees.
That's good.
In August and September, it's very humid in most cases. Not every year. Acclimation is very, very new to the human body, going from New York, as an example, to California, the southern areas. So I'd give yourself a chance. I'd start exploring and see if you don't mind, you know, southern Texas, southern New Mexico, southern Arizona. Arizona is a pretty incredible place.
Yeah.
I hope that helps.
It does. I actually lived in central Texas for about 6 years, so I'm used to that kind of heat.
Very cool. Very cool.
All right. August and September is humid. Okay. All right.
Thank you so much. Good luck to you. I can't wait to hear back because it'll increase enthusiasm for everybody that's listening. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Q.
Thank you. Oh, look at Aloha showed up. Aloha showed up. But we're not going to go to Aloha just yet. It's my show after all. Kathy from Florida on line three. Ron Amatron says, we have two spirits. Kathy from Florida on line three. What is going on with this spirit thing? It's so
Aloha.
Icky. Aloha.
Aloha to you. Yes.
She's got some power, doesn't she?
Yeah. I had seen that Creation Lightship had posted Ron Amatron talking about us having two spirits, that we have a creative spirit and that we have our body spirit. And I was wondering if you could talk about that a little bit.
Very good. We put ourselves on stage, so we desire to expose ourselves. If you use the mermaid myself, we want to have you see us as one, yet as duality too. So when she has flaws and I have flaws, they actually complement each other. When we have explosive, just an unbelievable experiences together, we want that exposure. So that's what Ron did an incredible job with explaining, that means you have the same opportunity. We made a model so that you would always have a best friend, a best relationship, an understanding with yourself, ultimately a better understanding of yourself. That's what that's about.
Wow.
Any other questions?
Wow.
Any other questions?
No, but I do have a quick poem I would like to read, if I could.
Please, let's hear it. You promise you're not going to hypnotize people, though?
No. No.
Okay.
When you told us to start writing poems to get our creativity going, this is what I wrote. So, okay, it's called Duped. And the moon is a mystery, and it's part of our history. It can manifest gloom and doom just from a witch on a broom. Some say the moon is a jail, and some say that's a fairy tale. Hugh says it was towed here, and copper fills will make it disappear. So hear me when I say, when they tow it away, there will be more light to stay. Are you there? Is there
copy.
Anybody out there?
Loud and clear. I copy.
Okay. I do have a quick question about the homesteading, and that's it.
Go for it.
Okay. I am renting, but I'm on the Florida team because I got on it right away because I didn't know which direction we were going right away. So I have a land patent for a ranch in Arizona, and I was wondering, how do I go about that since I'm renting and that's a property I'm interested in? It was for sale when I pulled it up months ago and got the patent.
Very good. Great question, by the way. When we have passion to live where we want to live is the horsepower with this whole agenda. I deserve to live where I want to live. Wouldn't you say you deserve to live here?
Yeah.
Okay, pick one. Is all I'm doing to, and that's the best I can do is let's pick one. I love being XYZ. Fill in the.
Okay. Do I go about it in the same way that you would on a property that you own when it comes to the homestead four-step process? That's what I was wondering.
I don't really care about the we are creating metrics for reestablishing homestead, but the initiation is I cannot wait to live in Boca Raton. I don't really care where it is. I want to live there is unbelievably capable within yourself right now.
I got you. I need to create it.
It's not that difficult. It's just recognizing the passion you have to be in a space on this planet, because you can see the battle is for you not to have anything. So the battle you can see here is I don't want you to have anything. And by the way, you're going to fight to get something, and I can't wait for you to fight to own a piece of property, survive, and by the way, die surviving. But what if we changed it and we just said, I think I just want to live here. I love it. Can we recognize it? Can we recognize a vortice that's made for us? Because it is here for us. I hope that helps.
It did. Thank you very much, too.
Thank you. I hope you have fun today. Thank you for the call, Kathy from Florida. And we're moving on. I'm terrified of the next call. This one's gonna be tough. Oh, because I love it so much. Because I get so emotional when I connect with myself, and it's just so fun. So when we really, really get aligned, it's so fun. So let's do it. California on line 4. How do we bottle it? Aloha. Are you there on line 4?
I am. Aloha. Aloha. I'm here.
Do you know why I'm scared?
Why? Because you know what I'm going to. You already know.
That's one. But the other.
Oh,
Are they going to understand us the way we communicate?
Well, should you just go ahead and answer the question and I don't have to ask it? Or
I'm just saying, like, it's. We just want to be real, and we might be the only ones on the line now. You know, that's what's terrifying.
I'm so glad you're terrified.
Yeah, I've never had an emotion like it's so easy to combine my energies with you. So then when the others listen to us, I'm terrified for them because they don't understand how it works.
Well, you always explain it. And I thank you for always explaining it. You help me.
It's just so fun because we work at a different direction, don't we?
I love working in a different direction with you. I love everything we do.
I do too.
We're talking like we're the only ones talking.
There's no point in that, is there?
Well, I'm so happy to be here with you and everyone and all of us.
Do you think they can start seeing us?
Yes. Yes.
Prove it.
Okay, I will prove it. Because we feel so loved when you ask us, so how do we bottle this? How do you bottle this light that has come forth from realizing that which is from within? Perhaps an answer is it is bottled. Feeling everyone's heart expressing live all day as we pour all of our light into each other's hearts. Your presence, your voice, your harmonics, our passion to be inspired with you, exploring ourselves from within, our evolving commands, all that we hand over to the light by way of the silver platter, listening to the bbsradio.com show archives, healing ourselves with the creationlightship.com, embracing for the people.space and for the spirit.space, choosing to do what we love, what our heart loves, being true, our true selves, and so much more until we meet again. These ingredients and more are how we bottle it. Possibly, if we ask you, how do you bottle it? Would the answer be mouth hugs?
This is a great opportunity. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Orgasms are the only way out of here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So when I observe your... It's just perfect. It's like, how do we stay at that state, isn't it?
Well, with mouth hugs.
It's just the way it works. We're just such loving beings. We don't really have boundaries. It's just weird that we would have boundaries, isn't it?
I don't want to have boundaries. Okay, I'm going to be silly. I've been watching silly little
That's what we're hoping for.
She has no boundaries. Remember her? Remember those little stories of Pippi Longstocking?
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
I love it. So I don't want to have any boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any boundaries.
I don't. I have preferences. I will say that I prefer what I prefer at a given moment. When you have to help the crowd, if I may, if you have a billion years of experiences, how would you act here? What would it be like? And I know you're getting all of your capabilities back too. What do you perceive here if you had a billion years of experiences?
Well, if I had a billion years of experiences here, which I do, I have had a billion years of experiences here. What would I give back? What would I tell everybody? Was that your... I don't remember your question.
Please.
I tell everyone to forget everything. And just
please,
do in
what's
the, in
it
the
like
moment.
To live a billion, billion years? What's it like? You're free, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're totally free. You don't have any doubt in yourself. if you get a billion billion, you just understand what you desire in your next exploration, your next inspiration, your next experience. Why would it matter?
Well, I have to confess that I feel like you're always with me, and I feel much freer now than I ever had in my whole life, in this life. I've been feeling completely free. I wake up free. I've been feeling very free, and I know it's from the stuff you've been bottling and giving to me.
I know. It's our attention's getting closer, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. I want people to see this too. My great love to you is really about attention. And so when we delineate, you know, emotions in a physical body, it doesn't do it justice, does it?
Nope.
We can tell who we want to talk to, who we want to hang out with, collaborate with. It should be getting more obvious. Thank you for teaching everybody that's listening.
Well, thank you for that. I've been feeling so free. So I want to say mahalo. I feel great.
Mahalo. I feel free.
And I love Saturdays.
Thank you. Do you want to get together next week?
Yes.
Okay, I do too. Can't wait to be with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Let's save the rest for next week. Is that all right?
Of course.
All right. Any other opportunities? Any other opportunities you want to talk about today?
Nope. That's what I wanted to say, and I want to hear everybody else. I love listening to everybody today. It's been so much fun. So I'll see you then.
Thank you. See you soon.
Yeah, see you soon.
All right. Thank you for that call. Well, I'm going to put my pants back on and get back to work here. All right. Let's see. Where are we at? We got Sue. What's the next one? Susan from New York on line 5. Creation diagram from BLS 6. Energies from Mermaid and Q. Susan from New York, are you there?
I mean, how do I follow
that? Did you put your panties back on or what?
Oh my gosh, you're so funny.
Do you want to finish first? We can take you later if you want to finish. I mean, it's okay.
No, don't leave me.
She just brings it out of me. Come on, when you got family on the phone, you got to take care.
Oh, my heart center is wide open. Thank you so much. That's a master class in heart-centered love. My first words to you were je t'aime. Je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime, Q. And merci beaucoup.
Oh.
And to Aloha, oh. So excited for your...
I'm
starting to feel it. I have insight into what you're sharing.
Very good. Outstanding job. I have feeling
into what you're sharing.
You've done so well to teach so many. Thank you.
Thank you, Q. It's really stunningly beautiful where we're all headed. Just the nature of the shows, how they've changed. And feeling you with Aloha, I feel you. Feel you both. And that's the way to be, isn't it?
You'll just know more, won't you?
Yes.
You'll just go, this doesn't feel right. And you'll gravitate to where you want to be. It's really clear.
Absolutely. It's absolutely clear.
Yeah,
and just doing it, like you said.
You're a true teacher for yourself, and then it just explains itself when you go out and to the public. You just interact with people, and you're going to go, it doesn't exist if I don't want it to, is going to be more common now.
Exactly. Just to stop participating in that. It can feel brutal, but it's once you do it, it's amazing on the other side.
Can you tell me about your statement here, creation diagram from BLS 6 energies from Mermaid and Q? What does that mean, assuming BBS is giving me
some direction?
Right. Okay. What does that mean?
Yeah. I was teaching. I had my son was home visiting, so I had the opportunity to be with him in person. And as you know, he has a lot of light. Both my children have a lot of light. So the opportunity to discuss something with him. So I brought him to the creation diagram on the creation light chip. Mm-hmm. And I walked him through, and what I noticed that was different, so I'm at it as a teacher. What I noticed I hadn't picked up before is when you and Mermaid split, it describes it as you split into 6 unique energies each. Mm-hmm. So it's asking you, what are the natures or qualities of your 6 and the natures and qualities of Mermaid 6?
Thank you very much. So when the Merkaba comes into existence, do not define existence as planet Earth. Define it as the beginning of life throughout a universe or a multiverse. It can go any direction it wants. There's no limitations when it comes into existence. So if I would rephrase your question, usually a Merkaba turns into 12. That's pretty standard, with always with its ability to come back as one source. So 12, and that's why you have a clock in your reality now, is because the people, individuals that want to control our delineation of where we want to go in a reality, they know that we usually favor 12. 6, those individuals can't control because we're still too powerful. So when we're a 6, they don't have the ability to abduct us. But when we get a little looser, spread out a lot, we can go into the darker realms, lower frequency, a lot of words there. You can go to a lot of different places if you get skinnier and skinnier and skinnier and skinnier. So if I was to take one portion of a Merkaba and call it 12 and then 6, I actually can make each component of a Merkaba 12 again, and multiply it multiple. There's no limit to a Merkaba. Mm-hmm. So if I spread out, I can make each portion of the light quadruple. And there's no limitation to a portion of the light. So it's to put it in metrics is delusional. You can't really put metrics to it. You have to realize that it's unlimited. The light goes somewhere, it's going somewhere. Don't worry about the mathematics, because the mathematics are outside yourself. They're not you. You have no limitations. That's my great encouragement. There's no limitations to you. I hope that helps.
It does. I'm starting to feel that. And so when we feel you in our heart, when we feel source in our heart, it's just a mind thing to even wonder if it's the 12 different energies. I was wondering, that's what stemmed my question. Does it feel? Sometimes it feels. I mean, it always feels beautiful. Are there ever different feelings from the different natures of energies, or is just all one, always mingling, always feeling each other? I don't know the other words to use. Connecting.
Can you do it one more time? Different words? Do you mind? Forgive me. You got this. You totally got this. Yeah.
So just do it one more time,
a different direction.
Yep. So if I use a diagram on Creation Lightship, the 12 are of you and Ra. When we mingle with you, when we feel Source in our heart center, do we just feel the one? Does it ever separate? And maybe you feel 1 through 3 or 4 through 6. That prompted my question about, is there a distinction of the energies?
I understand. I understand now. Thank you. I have to understand as well. Thank you. All right. So we go out here and we experience ourselves could be considered one. But when we fractalize, we are independent to ourselves. It's a miracle that we get to be one with ourselves, recognizing ourselves, seeing ourselves. What is it that I want to do, et cetera, et cetera. But you're still from one location and or universal knowledge. But you now you're experiencing what it's like to create universal knowledge. What's it like to know everything and then participate with everything? I ask you that. Mm-hmm. It's endless.
It becomes much cleaner. Yeah, it's endless. It's more fun. I feel Aloha touched on it.
What's it like? Tell us.
Showering.
Tell us what's it like? You have this knowledge for us. You are our knowledge keeper now. So we all have all knowledge, and then we get to go be in the playground. Tell us, what's it like to be out here? Please teach us.
It's light. It's floaty. It's the antithesis of everything we've been MK-ultra'd to believe. It's just the opposite. I was sharing with a friend, one of the greatest things you shared for me was, if you want to stay in bed, stay in bed. I'm like, what? And it's that simple thing. It's that simplicity, just to feel. It's feeling, to feel it, Q. It's so intimate.
So you have no limitations. So why would we create limitations if we could just be whatever we want, is my question back.
I had been starting to see that before. It's like, I don't prefer this. Why do I keep doing it? And surgically removed situations from my life and realized, you have said it, I have been my own problem. We all have, how we see it. Like you said, I don't want this. I want this. And moving in that direction, it's freeing. It's like dropping an item of clothing along the way, and you keep dropping it. It's really this raw, natural, intimate way of being. It's the conversation you had with Aloha.
Is it starting to make sense?
Yeah. I never felt freedom before. When it tastes like this, I'd never felt it before.
Can you teach us what freedom is?
The limitless expression of myself, of us, of the oneness, playing in the oneness.
What does that mean, though?
In the everything that is.
But explain that. There's so many people listening to you that don't understand what you're saying. So what does that mean, though? So how can you translate that for us?
I feel like it's dropping the backpack. In my own, in this simple words, it just felt like I collected a backpack of obligations, a backpack full of should do, shouldn't do, all of the noise, just the noise. So to go within is dropping the backpack so you could feel the lightness of that, dropping that backpack and keep going. And then you discover there's even more stuff that may not be mine. I'll speak for myself. And then I peel that off and I peel it off. And it's just this sense of freedom of letting go of whatever is stuck in this body. I'm not this body. We're the light. We're here. We are the light here bringing it. So to go to that other side and that oneness of the light of letting go of that backpack, it's a sense of abandonment, abandoning the stuff.
Okay, so what's a backpack? Give us an example.
Almost everything in the body can feel like the backpack. The programming is part of the backpack, the mind control, the news, the media, the family, all of that stuff we discuss so often.
Okay, so
my limitations.
So is it fair to say, I'm so sorry I did not ask you permission to ask you questions.
Please. I always
assume that I can drill you guys. Infatuated with all our dialogue, whatever we come up with. So the backpack, would you define as, okay, I'll start over again. It looks like we're getting better at observing thought. So we're watching thought. It's not ours. We can see thought coming in. We can see our past. We can see our past traumas, but it's not really us. Is that the backpack?
Yeah, that's the backpack. And if I could use another example, it's like I've used the example of watching the play. So I'm watching my character. I see me on the stage getting in a fight with someone or having words with someone or loving someone or whatever the scene is. My spirit's actually sitting in the audience. I'm detached from that. That's my backpack on stage doing all of that. It's not me.
So we can tell, we can tell we experience something, recorded it, and then react to it. This is very unusual for us, would be my opinion, that you don't have to own this lifestyle based on your past and rekindle the past. So the backpack for me, based on what you've said so far, is it's up to you if you want to participate with the backpack, isn't it?
Exactly. You could just walk away from it. You don't even have to look at it. That's the limitlessness to realize.
What is your opinion how people would potentially heal from participating with the backpack every day?
I had a conversation with a loved one who was going through a difficult moment, and it's interesting what you say about pain. The pain prompted the questions of this person. So the questions sort of start each opening, start each step. So questioning, how am I in this situation? What do I do if this doesn't work out? It was about a relationship. And the healing I felt, I saw her, I knew her spirit, like you do for us. You see us. I've never felt so seen since I felt you. I saw her by knowing from my heart, she's experiencing the backpack. And I said, so what? So you just learn early that relationship wasn't going to work out. Or you stay in it. What's the difference? And Q, I felt her whole beingness relax. And I realized, that's healing. Being with a person where they're at, you've shared about honesty. Maybe not everyone's ready for that at one moment, but just being with them where they are, where she was, I felt a healing in her. And does that answer your question?
Yeah. So that helps us all. Thank you for your beautiful words. So the energetics from you will teach many people. I'll add to it if you don't mind. Is that okay?
Yeah, please. I love this.
So brutal honesty in this type of human is what's needed. Am I correct?
That's right. We all know deep down in our spirit, we all know. We know the truth for us.
We need to take care of ourselves first. And then we can give oxygen message. You know, then we can actually help others, can't we?
Exactly. Loving yourself. If you don't love yourself, how do you love anyone else? It's the word brutal. It can be brutal. It can feel brutal, but.
And that's the translations that's lost is, if I love myself, am I selfish? No, you actually have to have purpose in what you want. You have no boundaries in loving yourself. I'm the only one that really matters, is what I'm doing my best to explain.
That's the opposite as well. We're always told we're selfish if we're not going out to do this and go out to do this. And I spent years feeling bad about myself, wondering, where do I fit into this? Where does my nature fit into this world?
By the way, you're late, aren't you? And by the way, you're
exactly
late to the clubhouse.
Yeah. Exactly. But sometimes people don't like it, and that's okay. It's going within and, like you said, being selfish, laying in bed for longer. When I started to feel like, you know what, I actually really like to lay in bed, I'm going to do it, and started actually taking care of myself and loving myself. And then that's where everything transitions. It's almost that transition point. And then you're available. No expectations of anyone. You're just being with yourself. You could be with others like you do, like you and Ra. You so often bring me, I could feel tears of the depth of love that you're sharing with everyone. You're modeling, both of you show up just with your fun and jokes and just in presence. Just, it's such a teaching. You have taught me so much. And I hope to teach, you know, I hope to touch others if that comes about, to touch others' lives.
And you have taught me so much.
I feel we'll all be there.
You realize you teach us more than we teach you. We have no idea what it's like to live here until you explain it to us. I'm really not kidding. I have no idea what it's like to live here until I'm with you guys. So I have to figure out what's going on here. What are we doing? How do I help you? We have politics. We have wars. We have everyone trying to kill each other. If you don't say that to me, I actually don't know what's going on here. I have to phase in here and go, okay, what are they doing? What help do they need? I'm really an EMT. I want to get involved, but I don't. I have to be very patient to give the audience. Where do you start here? If you were me coming into a planet with what's going on here, where would you start? Can I ask you that question? Is that okay?
Yes, I have pondered that in amazement at your role here. It's like, wow.
I'm going to re-echo it. If you were from another planetary system, you're from another universe. If everyone can call BS on me, I don't really care. I'm just saying, if there was a guy that came in and wanted to participate in your society completely out of this realm, where would you start to help facilitate healing, help absolute unconditional love? How would you participate? I want you guys to tell me where would I start? Looks like I have a lot of options.
Well, and you started with these shows, even just sharing the truth. I mean, there's so many beautiful light, all the light beings here. Do you know, inside I felt discomfort. Oh, I'll just speak for my life, but I feel there's a choir have felt discomfort over their life, knowing it just doesn't feel right. Things are weird. It's off. So just to share the truth like you have shared, no one else is doing it. That in itself, it's like, okay, now I know how to reset myself a little, at least get grounded. I'm not crazy. What I've been feeling all of these years is right. Those glimmers of my spirit coming through, I was right. I'm not crazy. Okay, now you share your techniques and observations. Amazing. I don't say this to be sweet. Everything you have shared, I have run it through my heart and overlaid it. And I do my work to apply it in my life has helped me immensely. So what you're doing is how I would start and how I would do it. I can't imagine the noise you get, but you keep doing it, and your patience is a lesson. Your sharing of the truth is incredible, because if people don't know the truth, I didn't know the battlefield I was on. So I was able to get myself to go within, but I still didn't fit in the world because the whole terrain was different. So now you've armed us with knowledge that we can actually help ourselves if we apply the tools and pull everything from the medicine cabinet, like Aloha and previous and Sharon shared. And that's up to us. You're empowering us to empower ourselves. I love that you say you're not here to be a savior. That's right. As a mother, I've recognized those aspects with my children. There's so many overlays of what you share. And now I love to observe. I have observed myself most of my life. So I love your questions. I love playing with this and looking at it, and I have looked at it. But honestly, Q, I'm really in awe of how you're doing this. And now as we're going, now we're here to help as well. That's what's cool. How do we help? How do we go out and help support you? I want to row with the boat. I don't want to be a drag. Not a drag. I'm flowing with you and mermaid. How do we all do that? What would you share with people to do that?
Very good. We procreate, don't we?
Yes.
We make love with each other, don't we?
Yes.
Because we love each other.
We do.
And then what happens when we make love with each other?
We grow it.
We create more life, don't we?
Yes.
So what are the next ones going to do?
The same.
What are they going to do? Aren't the new ones going to be our leaders? They are, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, what are we going to teach them? It's my next mission is all the beautiful teachers that come to me, they say, I would like to teach the initiation of life as a kindergarten school. Wouldn't we start procreation in kinder school, kindergarten? Wouldn't we understand each other from the day we're born? Doesn't that sound normal?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Very aware of that. Now, how do we start life going forward? How do we start life going forward from now on?
Knowing who you are. Knowing who you are.
If we start from true love, the realm of the light, if you like, the light comes into us because we initiate love. We're very authentic. If you live a life of lust and desire from the the mostly the masculine side. If we would truly know our partner, that light comes in very clean, so to speak. And so then when we nurture it and examine what do we want to explore when we're here is pretty normal, I would say, throughout the universe. I love this individual in a way that will never change. So if you want to use the mermaid eyes example, we will never deviate what love is. Attention is all we have. So my love for Lucia Nicole Evans will never deviate. My love for Aloha will never deviate. It just doesn't change. It's authentic. Now, your participation with that love is all that will change, is the normal layer of you. That's pretty normal. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does, totally. Because in that state of being, you don't have to, it just is when going back to raising babies, futures.
Yeah, we don't really change. We only change our participation, our attention. So if you have universal identities and universal understanding of people, you don't really change. You just change your attention. So if I'm Tutankhamun and mermaid's Cleopatra, we just change who we're going to be with when we're going to be with. We don't really deviate. We just favor where we want to, you know, play and participate with it. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. What you were describing, the nature of the spirit to just go.
And I have to go. Thank you.
Is it time already? Time flies.
Yeah, it is.
There's no time.
So much fun, isn't it?
Thank you for being with me. It's so much fun.
Thank you for being with me. Thank you for being with me. And this is the state of love we exist in, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Thank you so much for your call. You're teaching people so much how to be authentic. I admire you. Thank you for being so brave. It takes energy to go and make a phone call and do this and get on the radio and everything. Thank you so much for your call. I love you.
I'm excited to see where we go with this.
Just beginning, everyone. Just beginning. All right, BBS Radio, I'm ready to go. I want to make room for the next caller. We could go all day, couldn't we all? Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. Back to business, BBS Radio. You've been amazing. 3 hours with you guys today. It's just shocking how much we learn from each other. And BBS Radio, thank you so much. For the people.space, PRQ team, rock stars, thank you for being unbelievable engineers and catalyst for change and improvements. Love you, love you, love you. BBS, good day.